Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, Del Young. Batting third. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Bucky Walters. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Buck Jordan. Batting second. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting third. The left fielder, Les Scarsella. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Chick Hafey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Riggs. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hallahan. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bill Hallahan. And now, play ball. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hallahan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Scarsella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lombardi for a passed ball. Martin moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Atwood fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Atwood. Jordan moves to second. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Scarsella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarsella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jordan scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hallahan picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hallahan. Camilli goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Phillies, 1, Reds, 1. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitney moves to second. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis strikes out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Hallahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Myers moves to second. Bill Hallahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hallahan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Reds 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis fields it and throws to second for the out. Young moves to third. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Lombardi to Myers covering second. The throw back to home, and Young is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Norris now playing second base. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. Jordan hits a pop-up towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ival Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Scarsella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarsella is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarsella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown who is chasing the ball. Scarsella reaches third base with a triple. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Reds 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scarsella. Sharon reaches second base with a double. Camilli goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Phillies. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Atwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharon scores. It's 3-1, Phillies. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Atwood moves to second. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Atwood scores. Walters goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Phillies. Jake Moody now pitching. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Phillies. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jordan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Lombardi reaches second base with a double. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Riggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Norris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-1 in the game. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lombardi scores. It's 6-2, Phillies. Jake Moody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moody strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Reds 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Camilli takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moody picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Moody. Camilli moves to third. George Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sharon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lombardi picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lombardi. Camilli scores. Whitney goes all the way around to score. Sharon moves to second. It's 8-2, Phillies. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sharon moves to third. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs has Sharon trapped. There's the throw to Lombardi and back to Riggs, who tags Sherin for the out. Atwood moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-2 in the game. Jordan hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Scarsella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarsella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Scarsella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Reds 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jordan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Camilli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hafey hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Riggs hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-2 in the game. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Reds 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sherin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sherin. The throw from Lombardi and he is out, Camporis applying the tag. 2 outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Atwood takes first base on ball four. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Atwood moves to second. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Riggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Myers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin, who is chasing the ball. Myers reaches third base with a triple. Hub Walker pinch hits for Jake Moody. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myers scores. It's 8-3, Phillies. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-3 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops it up and throws to first, with Walters covering, for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Scarcella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarcella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Scarcella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Reds 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Schott now pitching. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Norris strikes out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-4 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Chick Haefe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haefe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haefe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli fields the ball and throws to Walters covering. Safe. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haefe moves to second. Al Hollingsworth pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Riggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haefe scores. Hollingsworth moves to third. It's 8-4, Phillies. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-3 in the game. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hollingsworth scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Phillies. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Myers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Reds 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Spud Davis now catching. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Camilli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scarcella. Camilli reaches second base with a double. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whitney bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Camilli moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sherin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Camilli scores. Whitney moves to second. It's 9-5, Phillies. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to third for the out. Sherin moves to second. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Walters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hafey. Walters reaches second base with a double. Sherin scores. There goes Atwood trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 10-5, Phillies. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Riggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Keke Kyler pinch hits for Gene Schott. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Syl Johnson now pitching. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-4 in the game. Jordan hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-4 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli fields the ball and throws to Johnson covering. Safe. Kyler moves to second. Les Scarcella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarcella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Scarcella hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-8, Phillies. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hafey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Norris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Grissom pinch runs for Spud Davis. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris misplays the ball. That's an error on Norris. Grissom moves to second. Hugh Mulcahy now pitching. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Camporis takes first base on ball 4. Grissom moves to third. Riggs moves to second. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulcahy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 10, and Cincinnati Reds, 8. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.